This is Susan B. Brock, Telluride Inside and Out. Back from Paris, where I bought absolutely nothing to stay loyal to my favorite store, Two Skirts. I'm speaking with Kristen Holbrook of Two Skirts, and the subject this week is rose gold. Hey, Kristen.
Hi, Susan. Thank you.
And what I said about Paris is absolutely true. I bought nothing. So where did you spot this ongoing trend of rose gold this time around?
I've been looking to Michael Kors. He's really been leading the trend here with his watches. He has a whole collection called Rose Golden, and he really popularized the oversized watches for men and women. And now I feel like he's responsible for the rose gold craze that carries on into spring.
Okay. Is the look primarily and or only in accessories?
Well, metallics are usually most versatile in accessory form, jewelry, shoes, watches, bags. So I would say yes, and that soft pinkish hue really complements the bright spring colors of clothing, while it also pairs nicely with the spring neutrals. So I like the rose gold for accessories because it goes with just everything. But I guess you could say that rose gold does come out in apparel, but then we call it blush.
Okay. Okay, perfect. Thank you. So since we've determined that it's primarily accessories, if we're saying rose gold, then talk about the designers you think are doing the look best.
Well, aside from Michael Kors, who I think is the best, I love the Italian line Vita Fed for their leather and chain cuffs and belts that they've incorporated with the rose gold.
Okay. And so talk about the looks in general. What gets mixed with what? What can I find if I show up at Two Skirts for within the context of this look?
Okay, so rose gold is teaming up with other materials like gold and silver, leather, and lucite. For Michael Kors, my favorites are the rose gold and lucite watch and the rose gold and white silicone watch. We just got both of these in for spring. These are really pretty, and they're very lightweight, both in feel and in color and texture for spring. Whereas last summer we had solid rose gold watches, these were a lot heavier in look and in feel. So I love these new combinations. And in Vita Fed, my favorite cuff is the new metal and leather combination. They've taken nude and light gray leather ribbons and braided them through rose gold and silver chain links to create a beautiful and softer version of a metal cuff.
Okay, perfect. Thanks. Now, let's fan out a little bit and put together a couple of outfits featuring rose gold accessories that we could wear right now into spring.
Well, like I mentioned, the rose gold color really goes with everything. So start wearing it now with gray and blush-toned cashmeres and jeans. And then for spring, the rose gold accessories are going to look awesome with the neon pink and neon yellow that are coming out. I'm really excited. I think the neon and rose combination is going to be perfect. And we will talk neon in weeks to come.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you. This has been Susan V. Brock, Telluride Inside and Out. Really glad to be back and talking with Kristen again. The subject this week for Fashion Friday has been rose gold. Talk to you next week.
Thanks, Susan.
Good night.
Good night.